I Googled the best and shortest Easter sermon ever. And I watched a video of a Methodist minister saying he wished he'd had the courage to tell this story on Easter, but he has not, about a church where the Easter service was at 11 o'clock. And usually the young minister there showed up about 10:30 to get things organized, prepare. It was 10:30 and no minister. Figured he was a little delayed. At 10:45, they were beginning to worry. After all, he wasn't there. 15 minutes till the service. At 10:55, they were trying to hatch a plan B in case the minister didn't show. It's 11 o'clock, no minister. The prelude plays. They sing several of the hymns, even though they weren't listed as concurrent singing. They share announcements, which that church never did on Easter. Then they heard about 11:20 in the distance, squealing of tires and a loud engine coming their way. Then the car on the stoned driveway, and then the car door slamming and fast feet on the pavement and the doors opening like the stone being removed from the tomb. The minister, young as he was, ran down the center aisle, opened his arms and said, "Jesus Christ lives!" The shortest and best, pithiest, most to the point Easter sermon there could possibly be. I wasn't afraid to do that here. I've given 33 Easter sermons so far, give or take a sabbatical or two and one case of laryngitis. That is a lot of words for a Unitarian to try and make meaning from a story that is pretty much Trinitarian. If you are newer here, you might be still wondering, what do Unitarian Universalists believe about Easter? I can give you two responses that appear to be opposites of one another, but actually serve each other. First, a Trinitarian believes in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God in three persons, Holy Trinity. Some of you recognize that. A Unitarian views God as one. We tend to downplay the literal resurrection and consider Jesus an exemplary human being. On the other hand, every UU is free to believe what they find to be true. So technically, you can believe in the literal resurrection of Jesus if that is your truth. You can affirm that his body died and came back in the flesh to walk and talk before ascending to his Father in heaven. I have known those Unitarian Universalists, who took that as their truth through the years. 33 takes on a Trinitarian holiday for Unitarians. That's a lot of Easter shape shifting. I think the first glimmer of my future religious choices came when I was 12 years old and in catechism at a Missouri Synod Lutheran church. The pastor had us read the Passion story out loud, each of us taking different pieces. I was to read the one that I read this morning, most of it about Mary Magdalene being at the tomb to see the risen Lord. When the entire story was read by the class, the pastor told us about apostolic succession, that it began with those who were first to see the risen Christ. Catholics believed it and Lutherans didn't. I said, so the first apostle was Mary Magdalene. It seemed obvious to me. The pastor said that, no, of course, only men were apostles, as if the contradiction was not relevant. So began, I remember, my questioning path to right here, 34 years in a Unitarian pulpit with a Trinitarian story. I have on past Easters spoken of history, attempting to relegate Easter to one of the many myths in the ancient Middle East about messiahs and resurrections, attempting to show that the story is one that reflects ancient ways of dealing with hardship and oppression, life and death. Something that is not fact, but that has nevertheless universal truth within it. These historical anthropological points are probably salient for Unitarian Universalists, but they miss the best point of Easter. I have done Easter sermons on the amazing show the earth puts forth in spring. Nothing wrong with honoring the earth and its forgiving resilience. John Gibbons, our minister in Bedford, puts it this way. We are by and large a rational and thoughtful people, and while the resurrection is notoriously resistant to scientific analysis, double-blind studies, and peer review, sometimes on Easter it is easier for you use to enthuse about spring and flowers and bunnies and eggs. Easter light, I call it. He goes on, 50 years ago, one Unitarian minister scandalized Boston when he titled his Easter sermon, Upsy Daisy. Nothing wrong with celebrating the earth, remembering her, we do need more of it, or laughing ourselves back to life. Nothing wrong at all. But as a replacement for finding meaning in the Christian story of resurrection, not so much. The most ubiquitous of my Easter meaning for UU's sermons have been a focus on the teachings and actions of Rabbi Jesus, how he reached out unafraid to touch the leper and the beggar, the bleeding and the lost, and how this healed their outcast souls. How his tender teachings were not heard as tender by the Romans, who began to get the drift that this kind of love is powerful beyond any military force. This kind of love could challenge empires. Now, I could give this sermon every Easter, because this life, this man's life, these teachings are as relevant, maybe more so, now on this Easter of 2017. I love this Jesus and hold his teachings and actions as sacred inspiration. Yet something else beyond the earthly actions we must take for the sake of goodness and mercy, world-saving cooperation, justice and fairness, something else hugs my heart this season, this Easter, this day, this hour we have together. My Easter message 2017 is, in its stating, quite simple. At least three of the 4 points, quite simple. My take on resurrection this day is not tied to whether you are a Trinitarian, a Unitarian, a Muslim, a don't care, or an undecided, an atheist, a Hindu. It does not give the answers to whether or not there is an afterlife or who gets to go where, but it does invite us to experience and thereby understand that heaven is always available to us. My 2017 message in three simple and one more complicated parts. One, we are born into life, and there is mystery and miracle around this, no matter how scientific you choose to be. This calls us to gratitude and awe. Two, we are mortal. We die. This is the necessary other edge of our birth. The sooner we embrace and accept this, the better equipped we are for Eastering. And three, and you might recognize this from the movie Collateral Beauty, which I loved, the bridge between the two edges is time. We mostly think we have a handle on it, that it is linear, and we have this much or that much or another amount. We live not knowing, though, how much time we have, yet we often live as if it is limitless, which is it is not. Einstein did say that time is an illusion which opens up limitless possibilities. I don't know about that, but here we are, to the best of my ability to know, between birth and death, in a space of limited time. And life is a mixed bag. It is sometimes fraught with numbing grief, mind-bending pain. And four, after birth and death and time, and this part is a faith stance that I own as mine. For me, the fabric of birth and death and the time between, that which has the last word, that which holds us in its arms, is love. Love is the deepest nature of existence, and it does not die. This is the essence of Easter. This is the part of my four-part message that is not usually obvious and cannot be proven. It is only known when we let go of usual perception and open our hearts and minds to receive it, to see it, to be in it. This love, my faith tells me, seeks us always, from within and without and between. The universe is awash in its desire to heal, to innovate, to bring joy, to create beauty. Love embraces all of life and is not limited to our ideas of good and evil, right and wrong. It flows through it all. No matter what goes on in life, in our lives, empires, missiles, loss of loved ones, illness, as Death said in the movie, remember to pay attention to the collateral beauty. The collateral beauty that love creates, even in the darkest hours. One Easter, 27 years ago almost, when my son was one, he had to go to the hospital over Easter for something that was serious but not fatal. And it was a compelling place to be at Easter time, in the children's ward in the Philadelphia Children's Hospital. And I was hopeful. I stayed there overnight, as many parents did, in the parents' place there. And one night I heard in the shower a woman just weeping to the bottom of her heart. Her child had died that day, weeping and keening her grief. And I thought, this is not an Easter story. How will she ever Easter? But I'll tell you true, a year later, I saw an advertisement for her running grieving groups for parents who had lost children. And I knew that that was the Easter story. This beautiful poem, written by Roshani Ray. There is a brokenness. She wrote this after she had lost, in the space of 3 months, 5 family members. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depths emerges strength. There is a hollow space too vast for words through which we pass with each loss, out of which darkness we are sanctified into being. There is a cry deeper than all sound whose serrated edges cut the heart as we break open to the place inside which is unbreakable and whole while learning to sing. We are born, we will die, and in between is the time of our living. All of this is infused with love, energized by love, awakened by love, which is heaven and accessible to any who are willing to open to its presence. No matter what theology you claim, what label you wear. Our time is enriched by our awareness of it. Death is softened and understood by it. Life is transformed by our giving it and receiving it. Transformed, yea, resurrected, time and time again. I think that loving heaven was present when Mary exclaimed, "I have seen him." He who guided her, he who she followed for his message, he who showed great love, he was alive. The pastor's late and mad dashed Easter sermon, "Jesus Christ lives." I see it right now. Here today in your presence, in your desire to show up and to Easter with others, to sing alleluias to life's beauty, to make a holiday a holy day, so that love can find its way to you, no matter what is happening, has happened, even though life might be broken and shattered right this very moment. Love can find its way to you, to teach you then your very essence, which is love. Love does not answer our questions about the sorrow and violence in the world, the cruelty and pain. We lose and grieve, war and make peace, rise and fall, yet love seeks us, is us, calls us, and never dies. That is my simple yet faithful Easter message that is always said more fittingly in poetry. So I share with you a poem for my ending called "Who Are We at Easter?" by my friend and colleague Barbara Peskin. Who are these who sing alleluia and call risen, risen indeed, one dead long ago, whose words are so often amulets against the necessary struggles? As if words alone could love against all odds, sing with the lunatic, reveal the nakedness of power, deliver the dispossessed to power again, turn hope's prism for the blind to marvel, smooth hard places into feather beds for the broken, rest from nothing and no way the chance for children to grow whole. Stretch easy the backs that bear the work. Bless all the world with our lives lived for giving, alert for love. What fools indeed who may never discuss divinity or agree on how much room there is anywhere for angels again to dance, but who in their ancient poetry, with its curious syntax, and in their reckless yearning, insist, love never dies, survives over the grave even here and claims us, yes, now, and will not ever let us go. Song, the hymn we now sing is so relevant to opening ourselves to the heaven that is available. Wake now my senses. As you're able, please rise for the singing. Celebrate today, no matter what. Let this day be that, a celebration. Let those near you know that you love them. Bask in the heaven of that love. This offering of love, this unbearably miraculous gift of another chance that is now and will be. May it be so.